Fasanelli has never, take my word for it, never, underscore never, capital N-E-V-E-R, never been a prom queen, but she has been the queen of cheap, and therefore she will fill you in on the Friday freebies, the queen of cheap, about a half hour from now here on the Good Day program. Jennifer is off today. Richie is off today. I'm in Israel. Jennifer is, I don't even know what she's doing today. Not important. I don't need to know that stuff. I just need to know she's not here. I also need to know Roberta's here, and Roberta is here. So here we go, Roberta. Okay, with an, we are a rocket ship of information and conversation. We're heading to the moon. Or maybe to that new planet that was discovered this week.
To the moon, Alice. What,
400 or 600 light years away. It apparently is very similar. Isn't it amazing that a
That's
tool,
around the corner.
Like, well, it's rocket. What, 600 light years? Yeah, in terms of how big the universe is.
In terms of the universe, that's around the corner.
Yep. Hard to imagine, given our small and weak minds. I guess I could be speaking for myself here. Somebody's listening saying, speak for yourself, Doug. All right, so, Roberta, I would like you to think about wealth. I would like you to think about enjoyment. I would like you to think about wealth and enjoyment together. If you don't have, if you are wealthy and you're not enjoying it, then it is of small consolation. The people who are wealthy, who, for example, don't have their health. If you have wealth without health, how can you enjoy the riches? It is without, my father said that to me, without your health, you have nothing. And he was right. How many times have you heard that over your life? Your father probably said the same thing, maybe in different ways. So you can be extraordinarily rich in terms of money, but what good is it if you can't enjoy it in some way, shape, or form? Whether you want to use it for your family or friends, you want to give it away, whatever it is. But just think about how you maintain your own health. That ought to be one of the first things that you think about every single day, because you can't be successful without your health. You can't be satisfied without your health. You can't be appreciated, I don't think. Do you think that people are appreciated or understand how to appreciate things if they aren't healthy? I think that if you're not healthy, nothing else is important to you. You think day in and day out about whatever your problem is. If you have a heart problem, sadly, a lot of people have cancer, or they have diabetes, or they have something that gets in the way of them enjoying life. Get what you want out of life. Maintain your health. Health equals happiness. I don't think there's any other way of putting it. Do you, is there? Am I missing anything here, Roberta?
Nope, not at all. You're absolutely right, boss.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you, boss. Okay.
Thank
this
you,
week
boss.
In Israel, I have enjoyed watching the news and seeing the similarities between stories and events here, 9,000 miles away from the East Coast, from our country, including the following. Here's a story from earlier this week where police here in Bethlehem arrested 70 suspects, actually not just here, but up in Tel Aviv and all around Israel, in one of the largest anti-organized crime raids in recent years. The police, the coastal police, raided addresses in a lot of different cities here, from Nazareth to Jerusalem to Tel Aviv. That just seems weird when you, I mean, you could have the same story and just put in New York, Philadelphia, Washington, Chicago. But it's when you, they had a drug raid in Nazareth. That's where Jesus was born. Right? I mean, just think about here in Jerusalem and all of the things that are about this holy city, and yet the same kind of things. They not only got lots of drugs, but they got hundreds of machine guns and rifles and bombs and all of these things, which apparently there's a drug war going on here in Israel between two different factions. So not only do they have to worry about the Syrians or the Palestinians blowing up Israel, they've got people in Israel. As a matter of fact, there was a fight last weekend, and a couple of people got killed in the crossfire. There was a sale of heroin or cocaine or hashish or something going on. And one drug lord found another drug person in his territory, so they started a shootout. And apparently that's what got the attention of the police, and they then decided, okay, we got to crack down on these people. So they had a drug raid. And I don't know. When you're divorced from the situation or the reality, you don't think, okay, these are things that go on in America, but do they go on elsewhere? Yes.
Yep, absolutely.
These busts, going on everywhere. Okay. That's one story. Here is another story comparing Israel to America. The High Court here this week demanded that the government explain in the next 3 months why it continues to pay support allotments to married men studying full-time in the colleges and institutions here for advanced study of the Talmud and rabbinical literature. Apparently, that is not one of the things that they're supposed to be getting subsidies for, but they've been inappropriately paying some 3,000 students who are following religious studies rather than regular studies. And there's a lot of that going on here. I mean, a lot of people come from all over the world to study Judaism and to become, you know, it's the part of the Jewish state educationally that means a great deal. But they have a strict policy of not promoting it or allowing students to get reimbursement for religious studies. So,
right. Maybe you can they get reimbursement like that, for other studies?
Yes, they do. They can get the same sort of like college loan help and that sort of stuff.
Okay.
Right, Tony? Don't they have college aid and loan stuff here that people can...
Yep, I'm studying for a master's, and I got some scholarship money.
You did.
And
how about
breaks as a student.
Yeah. Can we hear... Can you hear him, Roberta? We can hear you on the air, right?
Yes, I can.
Yeah. No, she can hear you.
Yeah.
Tony is my Michael here in the studio in Jerusalem. Michael's there, and Tony's here. So you're getting a master's degree?
Yes.
And how much... What typically do you get for... What percentage of your... and is it based on need?
Yeah, I filled out a form through the university, and most there are private scholarships and scholarships administered through the university. There, you don't have financial aid, government financial aid, in the way you do in the States.
Right.
So I filled out a form, and actually, I should be hearing this sometime in the next week how much I got, and we'll see. Hopefully, it'll cover my tuition.
All right. Now, you learned to speak English that well by being in school. How did you learn?
No, my English? I was born in the States. I grew up in Seattle.
Oh, did you didn't tell me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you didn't tell me that.
Yeah,
really.
I didn't
know that.
I moved to Israel when I was 20.
Really? How old are you now?
37.
Why did you come here when you were 20?
A combination of, well, actually, I came here on an overseas study program.
Uh-huh.
But the decision to come to Israel was a mixture of Zionism, religion, having a year abroad experience.
Do you come from an especially religious family?
Yeah, my family's Orthodox Jewish.
Uh-huh. But are they, where did they come from, some of the country and move to America, or your
relatives? Three of my four grandparents were born in Seattle.
Uh-huh. Where was the other one born?
My grandpa came from the Ukraine,
uh-huh.
Came to Israel, was here for a few years, and then arrived in America. He was 10 years old.
Really? A lot of Eastern Bloc nations, Russia and all of those Eastern Bloc countries where there were a lot of Jewish population at the end of the Second World War, that's where a lot of the original population of Israel came from, these areas. You know, most people don't understand that the native Israeli is a dark-skinned person, but yet most of the people who are here are sort of Euro-white Jewish.
Well, it's a combination. You had a lot of Europeans, Eastern European Jews came before the creation of the state during the teens, 20s, mm-hmm. and the 30s. And then, of course, there's all the survivors of the Holocaust who came. But in the 50s and 60s, and even before that, but the 50s and 60s, after the State of Israel was created in 48, there were huge immigrations of Jewish populations from North Africa.
Right, the Ethiopians. There are like 70,000 Ethiopians that have come here in the last few years, right?
Ethiopian
Jews.
Yeah, I don't know the exact numbers, but there's a significant amount. But I'm talking about even from the 50s, from Morocco, Tunisia,
right.
Iraq, Syria.
And no, most people don't think that Jews live in those countries. But yet there's a large population of them scattered all about.
It's not such a great population now because most of them are living here. But interestingly enough, the majority of the Jewish population in Israel trace their roots back to the Sephardic populations, the Mizrahi, the North African.
Nomadic, sort of.
No, it's the Arabic. The Jews are from Arab countries. Their origins are in Arabic countries.
Ah, okay.
Huge transfers, I guess, not to say transfers, but huge numbers of Jews came in the 50s and 60s. After the State of Israel was created, it was a response to Israel being created, plus agitation and anti-Semitism in the Arab countries.
Right.
And
So here we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do your folks think of you living here?
Well, that's an interesting question. So I've been here a long time. When I first told them I was moving here, I was 20 years old, so you can imagine their reaction when
they're... What's the matter? You don't like my chicken soup?
Something like that. They just, they thought it was just a kid, going to have some fun for a few years and then move back and not taking it seriously.
Yeah.
And, of course, there's the issue of the Army. Did
you serve in the Army?
Yeah, I served 2 years in the Combat Engineer Corps, and I do reserves somewhat regularly.
That an important part of your maturation, do you think?
Absolutely.
You a man, help you to become smarter, stronger, better earlier?
Absolutely. I mean, I was 22 when I got drafted, and I was living on my own because I moved out of my parents' house. I'd been here for a couple years. So I was actually older than my company commander.
Really?
So I
because they're teenagers
they're kids.
Yeah.
So I didn't really think it would affect me so much because I was older and living on my own, but it really does. It really changes you a lot. And I really, not to sound cliche, but it helped make me who I am today.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's not a cliche. It really is amazing. What this country is all about, and that's why I think the stories from here, Roberta, are so fascinating. Mm-hmm. The Good Day program at 18 past the hour. Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen here on Friday.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I meant to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once. Literally, I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Get extra savings and extra hours at Macy's Extra Special Sale. 20 to 60% savings, plus an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. Outerwear for all, 35 to 65% off. Cashmere sweaters for him and her, 50% off. All Keurig single-serve brewers, 30% off. Shop early till 11 p.m. at Macy's Extra Special Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Exclusions apply. Store hours vary.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
The annual discounted item must be a big or valued item purchased at Solutions Apply. This Toys R Us today.
Get the gift of big savings at the PetSmart Great Gift Sale. You'll find great deals when you use your Pet Perks card. Save 20% on all Whisker City cat furniture and save 40% on all Pet Holiday by Top Paw sweaters, coats, and holiday apparel. Plus, select tropical fish are 2 for $3. Don't miss these great gift deals and more. Friday through Sunday only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, offer valid December 9th through the 11th.
It's 21 after the hour, 800-510-8255. I actually should come up with a 2020 news quiz question, Roberta, but I'm so steeped in this. This trip has had more impact on me than the previous ones for a lot of different reasons, and so my mind is not necessarily on all the things it usually is.
Discover a natural way to experience cleaner, healthier indoor air without expensive filters and high-priced machines. Discover what healthcare professionals have known for decades. Salt ionizes and purifies indoor air. That's why you need to visit SilverSkyImports.com. SilverSkyImports.com offers a wide assortment of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old, contain healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can even help allergy and asthma sufferers, which means you and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. These salt lamps are available in stunning, natural colors and shapes to accent any home or office, are environmentally friendly, and best of all, they're affordable. And don't forget, Silver Sky Imports SilverSkyImports.com also carries gourmet and bath salts. Order today at SilverSkyImports.com or call 800-494-1369. That's 800-494-1369. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier at SilverSkyImports.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Good morning.
Was there anything going on in the family, the Osmond family, that we didn't know about that caused you or any of the members of the family to be sort of off the mark, if you know what I mean?
Are you saying we're dysfunctional? You know what? I think everybody is dysfunctional in some way or another. You know, I mean, we all know that you are.
Screw you, honey. Well, if there's one thing I can't stand, it's a queen without a sense of humor. You can die with your secrets.
Very cute. Very cute. Marie, you and I are going to be good friends. I can tell that right off.
Bring it on, bad boy.
From the X Factor last night, the Simon Cowell produced talent show, Lenny Kravitz opened the show with a medley of his hits, and then the judges split their decision on who ought to be eliminated. Did you watch this, Roberta?
Yeah, a little bit of it. Yes, it was great. Yeah.
Really?
I love
what
Lenny
like
Kravitz.
What did you like best about it?
Lenny Kravitz.
Do?
Yeah.
You like Lenny Kravitz?
Absolutely.
Roberta likes Lenny Kravitz. All right, crank it up, Michael. Like Lenny Kravitz, but I have no affinity for him. Why do you like him?
I just like his music.
You do?
You want to dance?
Grow up. What happened to music from the 60s
I love
and 70s?
Rock and roll.
Don't you like those stations that play the music of the 70s, the hits of the 80s and the 90s and today on the radio? All right, so there was also Mary J. Blige being there. Do you like her?
Yes, I like her too.
Yeah. Yeah, all right, Michael, play a little bit of 907. Will you please? She was there singing. These singers love to get on these shows like The X Factor and plug their stuff. It's a great audience. Totally you are. Lenny Kravitz and Mary J. Blige.
Oh, yeah.
Mary in the spotlight, while honeycomb, I understand.
I have no affinity for her either. All right, so let's get to the bottom line. People want to know who stayed and who went. So we'll listen to, I guess Simon probably explains his voting here.
That means the judges lose their power, and we look back at how you at home voted. Out of Marcus Canty and Rachel Crowe, The act who got the lowest number of votes will be leaving the competition. Good luck to both of you guys. Thank you, John. The act who got the lowest number of votes and who America is sending home is...
Drag it out like this.
It's Rachel Crowe. All right. So let's play 9-10, Michael, which is Rachel Crowe singing I'd Rather Go Blind and Go Blind. It's an old Etta James song. Music is a part of our lives, and certainly television is as well. That's why it makes for good conversation here on a Good Day program.
When I saw you and her, how can
nothing. Zero. All right, so let's move on, shall we? 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Introducing OnStar FMV for my vehicle. The safety of OnStar for your car.
OnStar emergency.
My mom's going the wrong way.
Is she okay?
No, she's closing her eyes.
Okay, I'm going to get the police out there to help your mom.
Okay.
Police.
This is OnStar emergency. I have a young child that pressed their emergency button. She's saying that her mom keeps closing her eyes, but she's still driving. She's at Sumter and Tropical Care. I can help you.
Hello?
Somebody's crazy. I'm only 7 years old.
Is your mom still driving?
She's going slow.
Is she diabetic?
Yeah.
Okay, we're coming to help you.
With new OnStar FMV, now you can have this kind of protection installed on your car at Best Buy.
Policeman.
They did a great job.
We all need the safety of OnStar because life happens while you drive. Get it today for your car at Best Buy. For $199 MSRP after instant rebate, tax, installation, and subscription extra. Visit OnStar.com for availability, limitations, details, and other retailers. Offer ends 12/31/11.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
And or discounted item must be a vehicle or valued item purchased. Exclusions apply. This is Toys R Us 15.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on elfyourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gifts for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba Satellite Laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? When you can be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning, e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Time is 33 after the hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program from Israel. There are four or five good pictures and some more on the way in the picture box from Israel. The Queen of Cheap is here, Roberta Fasanella. She has freebies for your Friday, which will be helpful. We have our video there. A lot of things that are new. Michael, why don't you give us the official roll on what's new at DougSteffen.com so we can separate this for the folks that like to listen and dance to our jingles. What's new at... there you go. Oh, try that one.
One of these.
Yeah, this one's fine. Video of the day today. You know that fake smile you get when you open a present from somebody and it's not exactly what you want? Or something you're not sure anybody would want? Garfunkel and Oates, a couple of comedians. I don't believe that it's the same Garfunkel as we are used to, though, Roberta.
That's Simon and.
The present phase. They have a song. It's called The Present Phase. Matter of fact, Michael, I think there's audio to go with this. Let's see if we can have a smile by listening to these two. It's called Present Face. You know, you have that. If you get something you like, it's a genuine smile. You get something, oh, thank you. So This is the audio from the video of the day, and it's a little instruction, I guess, in how to do a little better for those that give you something, show your appreciation, but don't make it a present face. You don't have the audio? All right. So you'll work on the audio.
Almost.
Meanwhile, you have it or what, Michael?
Give me a sec.
I'll give you a second. All right. In the meantime, we have our focus on Israel, there's a law here in Israel, and we have the story at DougSteffen.com. If you are interested, let's say your cat shreds the corner of your couch. That's happened to you, Roberta, happened to me with the cat that we used to have, right? Okay, Israel has passed a bill that bans the decline of cats.
Oh, good
and
for them.
And if you do it, there is a serious penalty. Those convicted of this crime in Israel face a year in prison, a $20,000 fine. The idea of banning the practice, apparently this is done elsewhere in Europe and Australia and Brazil and beyond, but not in America. It's actually called an let's see if I can pronounce this correctly. O-N-Y, onchectomy. O-N-Y-C-H-E-C-T-O-M-Y. Onkakotomy, whatever it is. The Discovery Channel did a story on this last week. They point out it involves more than just removing the nail. It requires you got to take the whole toe joint off, including chopping off the bone. So there is amputation involved, and it's considered disfiguring a feline. It would be like having your fingertips chopped off.
Yeah.
Like it'd be like your third knuckle. Bad movie. It's like a scene out of True Grit where they chop off of their... So anyway, cats rely on this part of their paw for walking. It becomes very difficult for a cat to walk if he doesn't have... she doesn't have the pads and the knuckles of the feet.
Mm-hmm.
So they can't defend themselves. It makes all kinds of medical complications apparent. So 20% of the cats have already been declawed, apparently. There's a real... we found this out the other night touring the Old City. There's a problem with cats. The cats have been here for millennia. The cats were brought in to get rid of the rats in the Old City. So the cats get rid of the rats, but there's no predator. There's no natural predator for the cats. So the cats are all over the place. And so one of the guys that was in our group, one of the actors, was patting this cat. And the fellow who was leading us said, No. Don't touch that cat. Because they could have all kinds of creepy, crawly things.
Yeah.
They're not really anybody. They eat the garbage from the city's waste piles, and they have no home, and they're just kind of running around wild. But I talked to a couple of them, and they seemed kind of tame to me. You know how you talk to the animals, Roberta? You could talk to the animals.
I shy away from talking to strange cats, Doug.
I understand that, and that's only... It's the only honorable thing to do. Michael, did you find the video of the day audio?
I found it, but I can't get it to play, so I'm going to try and find it from the original source.
All right, so while you do that, let's get our Queen of Sheep to do her Freebie Friday thing so we can figure out what to save, how to save. They're probably close to get to Christmas. More and more bargains, Roberta.
Okay, Freebie Friday! Let's start with some free samples, a free Dove Daily Moisture Hair Care sample. I love these little free samples because they're just the thing to stick in your suitcase when you go on a trip for a couple of nights. That way you don't have to carry the big bottles of stuff and, you know, and get stopped by security at the airport and have them frisk you and all that and take away your big bottle of things. So you get the free samples and you just throw them in your luggage. And this time of year, people are traveling. So this is a good idea. And so why do you go to the pharmacy or the, you know, CVS or Duane Reade or whatever it is to buy the little samples? You can get them free. So here's a free Dove Daily Moisture Hair Care sample. Some free music, too. A free MP3 of What Child Is This by Jason Barr, a very nice version of it. Free subscription to Baby Talk magazine. This comes up every once in a while, and it's really great for a mother-to-be or a mother-not-to-be or, you know, to-be is not-to-be, but it's Baby Talk magazine. AMC Theater has just the thing for the holiday break with your kids. You buy 3 movie tickets, you get one free! Free! So that's great. Yes, it's redeemable for tickets purchased to Author Christmas, Happy Feet 2, The Muppets, and Puss in Boots 3D. It's available at the box office only through December 15th, so make sure you get this for you. Free acne treatment sample, that's a good thing. Free Eucatrin Daily Skin sample. Free Family Circle Holiday Cookie Cookbook. If you want some free cookie recipes and some different ones from year to year, you can do your holiday baking. And a free John Frieda Root Awakening sample plus $1 coupon. So all of this you'll find on the Queen of Cheap at DougStefan.com, along with a whole lot of other good stuff, too. So just don't check on this one. Go and, you know, look back the last week or two, and you'll find a whole lot of really great stuff and some great stuff for the holidays as well.
All right. So that, again, the Queen of Cheap box, which is next to the Better Living box, sort of centrally located at DougStefan.com on the homepage. All right. So now Michael has found our video of the day. And maybe we worked too hard on this. I don't know if it's going to be worth it or not because I haven't heard it. But what I have heard makes me intrigued. So here's how you deal with present. This is for persons
unknown, who get presents that they don't like, and when they're trying to be nice to the person that gives it to them, oh, thank you, I always wanted one of them. This is sort of the musical equivalent to that.
Christmas comes but once a year, and mostly it is well. But there's an epidemic that I think we all know well, know well. Your smile is frozen open, there's a crazed look in your eye. You overflow with compliments while trying to deny that you know the gifts you open, so you try to keep your grace. Your scary grin is frozen, don't you know you've got a case of present face, present face, present face, present face.
I'm sorry we went to the trouble of getting this.
Oh, it's cute.
Thank
come
you
on.
So much. It is cute. Yeah.
I really hoped your parents would give you a great big check.
But I'm sure it's better if you're watching it rather than listening to it. 19 before the hour on Good Day. I will do my best to fill in for Jennifer with some television news, television specials, a little gossip, who's doing what, who's Twittering about Alec Baldwin, and there's half a dozen stories that are actually pretty good. Right now, though, I want to get serious with you and talk about situation. Actually, there are two parts to this concern. I put that in quotation marks or maybe parenthetically. Concerned I am for you. There's my Yoda. You're not prepared for the weather. You're not prepared for storms. You're not prepared for the eventuality that a lot of people had this past year experienced. There are a lot of fires on the West Coast, droughts in the Southwest. There were storms, tornadoes through the Midwest. We had an earthquake down in Washington. We had the snowstorm over the Northeast. We had the hurricane in the Northeast. People were without power for, well, I know one person who was out of power for almost a month. So let me ask you a question. What do you do if something like this happens to you? Are you prepared if the blizzard hits, the tornado, the flood, whatever it is? Are you and your family going to have enough food to last for 72 hours or so? If you answered no to that question, may I guide you to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen. This foodsupply.com website makes gathering 72 hours worth of food easy, and because I find so many people are intrigued by this, I want to give you an enhancement. I want to give you an incentive. This is food you can keep on the shelf for 20 years. It is wonderfully delicious, wonderfully nutritious, and wonderfully inexpensive. The finest quality packaged food products available today. I want you to buy them. I want you to have them there. I want you to even try some. Put hot water on the packaged food. Taste it. You'll be extraordinarily surprised. You'll be eating this stuff all the time. But the initial thing that I'm concerned about is you having 72 hours worth of food set aside in case of emergency. Go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen. Make your purchase, and I'll make sure that part of what your purchase price is donated to the Veterans Research Corporation to benefit medical research for various veterans' health problems. Okay? I will make sure of that. A part of what you pay for your 72 hours of food from foodsupplydepot.com will go to medical research for veterans. And by the way, using foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen, you'll get free shipping to boot. So find it either at DougSteffen.com in the friends section. Click on the Food Supply Depot icon there. Order it there or go to foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen. Order 72 hours worth of food. Enjoy it. Have it there. And you'll know you'll be satisfied or more satisfied, even though the purchase is worth it on its own. But money going to the Veterans Research Corporation is a good thing. So check it out, foodsupplydepot.com/Doug Steffen.
It's our biggest Christmas sale ever at Toys R Us. Hurry in for amazing deals on this year's hottest toys. Like buy two, get the third free, all VTech. Plus, it's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. And earn 10% back with Rewards R Us. Our biggest loyalty offer ever. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted item must be of equal or lesser valued item purchased. Exclusions apply. Rewards offer valid through 12/24. Visit Toys R Us for details.
It inspired a whole new spirit of believing. Macy's invites you to tune in to the award-winning Yes, Virginia, based on a true story. Airing tonight on CBS.
The timeless classic comes to life in an original feature animation as one inquisitive little girl shows an entire city what it means to believe. Don't miss the season's beloved tradition, Yes, Virginia, based on a true story. Presented by Macy's. See it tonight on CBS. Check your local listings for times.
Last year, everybody wanted a smartphone. This year, give them the smarter way to print from it. The new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers designed to make printing from any mobile device easy and affordable. Print photos, documents, presentations, maps, you name it, right from your phone, laptop, or tablet from any place in the world. And here's the really smart part. Only Kodak gives you the lowest total ink replacement cost, so you're also giving the gift that keeps saving folks money year after year. Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers, saving money, never looked so smart. Find them at your local retailer or go to Kodak.com to check out the complete line right now.
Most elves are born to make toys, cobble shoes, or dance on ElfYourself.com. But Office Max found the world's only advertising pitch elf.
Want the hottest electronics for your family? Bam! Gets for less than Office Max. Like the Toshiba satellite laptop with 4 gigs of memory and a Pentium processor for only $379.99. Save $120 instantly. Knowledgeable staff standing by. Stop in now!
Gifts for less at Office Max.
Don't delay. Prices good through 12/10.
It's the Toys R Us 2-day sale this Friday and Saturday. Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. through Saturday 1 p.m. It's our biggest video game sale of the year. Buy one, get one 50% off all video games and accessories. Plus, buy one, get one 50% off top toys from Shasha and Nerf. And the perfect stocking stuffer. Buy one, get two free on all Crayola crayons, markers, and pencils. Only at Toys R Us, the world's greatest toy store.
Free and or discounted item must be a vehicle or a valued item purchased. Exclusion supply with Toys R Us today. 8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
So Jennifer is off today, Richie's off today, Roberta and I together. Roberta's done her thing, all the freebie Friday fun things in the Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com. In television news from today's show at DougStefan.com, you can see the info on Charlie Sheen, who apparently made a slight mistake on his Twitter account yesterday. He meant to send a private message to one of his friends, Roberta, but instead he publicly posted his personal phone number to all 5 million of his followers on Twitter. 5 million followers on Twitter.
And he got a lot of phone calls?
Apparently he did. It does amaze me, celebrities and the amount of Twitter followers they have. I told you I was over here with Greg Grunberg, who is a well-known episodic television actor, been in Heroes and was an Alias, and did a lot of movies and stuff. And he and I were on his Twitter account last night. We had a wine tasting, and so he was tweeting from the wine store. And he has like 1.6 million followers on his Twitter account. It's amazing the number of people who follow. I don't even know how many. I've not done a good job with my own Twitter account, but I was sort of enthused to spend the time with Greg. I might have him teach me a little about it. Our poll today at DougStefan.com has to do with television specials. Which television special do you still try to make a part of your Christmas plans every year? A, Charlie Brown's Christmas. B, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. C, How the Grinch Stole Christmas. D, Frosty the Snowman. Any others? It's E and F. I haven't seen any of these in years. What do you watch? What do you go out of your way to watch?
Oh, my favorite, my absolute favorite is Mr. Magoo's Christmas Carol.
Really? I
absolutely love. The music is fabulous in it. Love it. I haven't seen any of these for years.
Really?
And Tom usually watches It's a Wonderful Life. That's his big thing.
Yeah, big thing. All right, so speaking of Twitter, Alec Baldwin has been all over. He's another one of these guys, got a couple of million followers on Twitter. He had a spat with American Airlines. Apparently, he got on a plane in New York the other day, and he was using his cell phone, and I'm not sure what he was using it for, but the stewardess told him to shut it off, and he didn't. And she told him to shut it off again, and he didn't. And so they threw him off the plane. And so you can imagine how that sat with him. So he's been taking his shots at American Airlines, and you can see that on his Twitter page. I don't know that we
need to go out of our ways to find that. But I thought that, again, the power of PR. There are ways to do this sort of thing. Remember all the trouble that Southwest had, bad PR, because of the way they handled somebody? Even though they were right in what they did, they didn't handle it well. And, you know, that means a lot to the community, the buying community. 51 after on Good Day.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at mainmilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MaineMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike-anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. We're going to talk about the predicament Alec Baldwin found himself in. Why did American throw him off that L.A. to New York flight with a right to do it? And then we have other items of interest. There are a lot of deals, $59, $49 fares. Can you actually get them? And Universal Studios is closing down the Jaws attraction. I say who cares, but apparently a lot of people are interested in that. So we'll pursue all that information with Tom Parsons from bestfares.com in just a moment.
Print from anywhere for less with new Kodak Hero Series all-in-one printers. They're Google Cloud Print compatible, so you can print photos and documents from a tablet, smartphone, or laptop on the go. And always save with the lowest total ink replacement cost. Saving money never looked so smart. This week at Office Max, save up to $50 on Kodak Hero all-in-one printers. This week only at Office Max. Valid through Saturday, December 10th. Lowest total ink replacement cost as compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry?
Hey, this is Tatiana, and I say yes, green apple is better. Cherry is just so expected, like the world tasted cherry and forgot to taste anything else. A green apple kiss stands out. It's got lots of moisturizers, so it's always softer and smoother. Because I want the guy who's kissing me to know it's Tatiana who's kissing him back.
Do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and have your say at Facebook.com/Chapstick.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Tom Parsons is here, 55 past the hour. Alec Baldwin has had a Twitter spat going with American Airlines, or he did until Twitter shut him down. So what's the, I don't know if it's danger, and you're not the professional when it comes to websites, and you're not the professional when it comes to using technology, Tom, but they shut him down What was he saying about America? I never actually fought it because I'm in Israel.
Well, yeah. Well,
stuff is close.
It was just he was knocking the flight attendants, telling them they were dating back to the 50s. And
well, that's probably true. There are a lot of them that are older.
Yeah. I flew with somebody who's been in the air for over 50 years a couple months ago. And he was slamming them because he was in his seat. He was playing some word puzzle game with somebody else through a Wi-Fi connection, and when they, the rule is
you close the door,
shut the door. You got to turn off your cell phones and any electronics and computers until you get up 8 or 10,000 feet up in the sky. Then you get to turn them back on. Not your phones, but your computers, and use Wi-Fi if they got it. So he just said he didn't. He was still playing his game. He didn't want to turn it off, and so they told him a couple times, and then he ran into the. He got, even though this is fastened seatbelt sign with it, he got up and ran into the restroom, slammed the door, and the pilot could hear him up front. And I'm surprised he didn't get arrested. To tell you the truth, I think it because
so they
he
just opened
out
the
Baldwin. He was interfering with the flight. Took off 45 minutes late, and they. But they still didn't arrest him, which I think some other airlines would have arrested him.
Yeah. So and they pulled back up to the gate, or did they not push back from the gate?
No, they weren't pulled out, but they still had to, they had to do the paperwork. They had to kick him off. And they had pictures of him sitting in the airport, twittering still. And, he was. It almost reminds me of the Vietnam War. The media, that was the first media war we ever had, and it sort of took sides on which way we're doing stuff. Twitter today is the power of the elites, and if you get the right word out to the right people, it goes sometimes, completely nuts out in the internet.
Viral. Well, there are plenty of people got this bad PR for American, but in this circumstance, they were right. So,
and American came back and said, here's our situation, we have to follow the rules. We just can't have one person sitting there and saying, well, I'm above the rules because I'm right. Alex Baldwin. The Baldwins have always been in trouble. Give me a break. I've met the one guy, and he's loaded with tattoos. the younger one.
Well, but nothing wrong with that. All right.
I know, but
so Universal.
He's always been in trouble. And in this case, though, I think his PR firm is sitting back, and Alex went under the radar for a while because he's not talking anymore. So
Universal Studios in Orlando is closing down the Jaws attraction. I said, so what, when I first saw this to you?
Yeah, the thing about the Jaws, Harry Potter has been a big success for Universal, and they have two parks there, and that thing's been there for over 20 years. It's still the old, I can still remember it's just not exciting. So they've got to come up with something a little bit more excitement, and if they come up with something good, who knows what it could be. And we haven't heard what that's going to replace it yet, but it'll be nice to see what happens. Also, today we got some business class fares to London for Christmas. And also 25% off Virgin America for the first 6 weeks of 2012 on your site.
All right, so check it out at Doug Steffen. Introduce.